Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello. The Q&A episode is still a couple of weeks away, so if you've got some burning cues that you'd really like me to A, then you can either email them to me at hello@probablytruepodcast.com or post them in the Probably True Facebook page group thing or tweet me at unlikelylad. Also, if you're feeling overburdened with cash and you'd like to support this series, patreon.com/probablytrue is still a thing. Just saying.
You're listening to the award-winning Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring otherwise.
I'm getting quite keen to find a place of my own. I've always shared, you see. I mean, for the first 18 years or so, everyone does, don't they? It's not so much flat sharing as it is just growing up. And you can't call your parents your housemates because these are my housemates, Mum. And Dad is just even worse than just owning up and saying, I live with my parents. I mean, imagine bringing someone home and referring to your mum and dad as your housemates. Even if your intended doesn't see straight through this elaborate ruse, you're going to run into problems as soon as the small talk happens. So, how did you guys meet Scott? Oh, he came out of me. You know, that's pretty much your chances of an exciting evening ruined right there. And besides that, even if you can sneak them up to your room without any awkward meetings with parents, just like when you were a teenager, I think I'd struggle to get sexy if I knew that my mum and dad could hear every bedspring squeak and every breathless grunt. The only thing worse than trying to be quiet would be hearing Strictly Come Dancing suddenly get very loud, because then you'd know that someone had heard something. And there's some things that can't be covered up by a paso doble and someone shouting, Seven! It's not much better with housemates rather than parents, to be honest. They might not have wiped your bum and cleaned up your sick and taught you how to walk. Well, apart from that one birthday where I drank a bottle of absinthe to myself. But housemates still have to live with you. I do my best to arrange my gentlemen callers when there's no one else in. Although that said, I can usually get the noisy bit done quite quickly. So if I time it right, my housemate will have come home and then gone out to get his Chinese from across the road or whatever. And by the time he's back with his dinner, we'll be into the cuddling and finding out each other's names or whatever. There was one time after a young man had popped round and we'd had our fun and he'd gone again, and my housemate said, did you have a girl in your room? And, you know, points for him for knowing that sexuality is flexible and that I might have been entertaining a lady guest. You know, I've done it before, a long time ago, however horribly awkwardly. But I said no, and he replied, oh, must have just been a really high-pitched guy then. I could hear sexy times happening, and then I heard this really girly noise moaning, and I thought... He did keep talking, but at that point I just ran away. And yeah, I've kind of promised myself to do my best since never to have sex when there's someone else in the house. Although even then, the timing's always an issue. Nothing puts you off your stride quite as much as hearing the front door go just as you're getting into it. It can be quite a gear change from noisy, grunty, ooh, yeah, to quiet and gentle. And do you mind, oh gosh, how lovely. Especially if the other person in the room doesn't know what's going on. Imagine you'd just got a new pair of wellies and you'd been promising them that you were going to go out and stamp around and get messy in puddles and really enjoy putting your feet into them, only to then suddenly go all gentle footprints and sneaky tippy toes. The boots would probably have something to say about it, especially if you'd already been a bit generous about your shoe size. Anyway, one of my mates at uni used to live with a super hot straight guy, and this guy was stunning, very handsome. And apparently most of the girls agreed too, as he rarely found his dance card without a full set of stamps, if you know what I mean. He apparently caused so many noise complaints in their flat that he had to stick sponges to the back of his headboard so that it wouldn't keep banging against the wall all the time, which, to my mind, is spoiling things a bit. What's the point in having a hot, straight housemate if you can't listen to him giving all the girls in the neighbourhood a good seeing to? Anyway, so yeah, I'm thinking about finding a place of my own. Or I was thinking about getting a place of my own. Until I was in the shower this morning. Because I balance my phone on the sink so I can watch YouTube videos while I'm getting washed, because this is the 21st century and why not? You know, I have to wrap it in cling film to make sure it doesn't get wet, but that's a small price to pay. Ideally, I'd have a waterproof TV above the bath, but the landlord said no. Anyway, watching YouTube in the shower, when I leaned over to choose the next video and my foot slipped, for a moment I knew that was it. I was going to die right there, neck broken or head smashed in on the side of the toilet, naked, in a pool of my own blood and moisturising shower gel. While in the background, 10 Reasons Captain Kirk Was Better Than Captain Picard is playing away to itself. And you know, if I'm going to die naked and slippery, I want it to be something a bit more rock and roll than that. At least if someone had found me in that state, I hope they'd have shoved an orange in my mouth and dressed me up in fishnet stockings before they called the ambulance. You know, give them something to talk about. Anyway, yeah, obviously, I didn't die. I managed to steady myself. But it did get me thinking. My housemates might drive me up the wall. For example, I like a bath. I shower every morning to get clean, but a bath is nice and relaxing. Get a book or a cup of tea, and I just generally let the world fall away. It's lovely. Or it would be, because currently, every time I have a bath, every single time, no matter the time of day or night, around the half-hour mark, one housemate or the other will knock on the door and be like, "Are you going to be long?" As if he's worried I've drowned myself in there or something. It doesn't matter if I tell them beforehand or I check that no one else needs the bathroom while the water's running. After about half an hour of bubbles and book, there'll be a little knock at the door. I used to find it irritating, but after today, I'm actually kind of glad. If I'd lived alone and slipped and splattered myself all over the tiles, how long would I have laid there before anyone noticed? I mean, work would just think I was skiving, and if I didn't have housemates, there'd be no one to check to see if everything was okay. Granted, they'd mostly be wanting to have a wee or clean their teeth or something, but at least someone would find me before I got really smelly and goopy. Be worse if I had pets. Just me living alone with dogs. No one wants to be found with just a skeleton and some sad but rather fat-looking animals. Although I expect some cat owners would be okay with that, actually. They seem the type. "Oh, my poor baby hasn't eaten all day, despite being fully capable of going outside and catching something if it got really hungry. Quick, bring me a carving knife so I can nurture it with my own flesh."
Blech.
Actually, you know, someone I was friends with from university was complaining on Facebook about how much they were spending on vets bills every month just to keep their cat alive. Over £1,000 a month. It hadn't been hit by a car or anything traumatic, it was just old. And people were writing supportive comments like, "Oh, I totally understand, I'd do anything to keep my cat around as long as possible." And, "Oh, you poor thing, cats are like babies." And on, it was nauseating. So I posted, "Sorry to hear that, but it sounds like you're just postponing the inevitable. Hit it with a spade and move on." I got a lot of notifications, but I was at work, so I didn't get a chance to read them until a bit later, and by then, everyone involved had blocked me. You know, maybe the answer isn't to live by myself, but to put the extra money that I'd have to spend on rent into some really good noise-cancelling headphones for my housemates. Then when I've got someone round, I can be as loud as I like, and all I have to do is make sure the batteries don't give out before I'm done. And usually, worrying about how long the batteries will last is something I only have to do when I'm on my own.
This was Probably True, the award-winning storytelling series written and produced by me, the award-winning Scott Flashheart. If you liked what you've heard, you could share it with your friends, leave a positive iTunes review, and sign up at probablytruepodcast.com. If you didn't like it, you can find me on Twitter as UnlikelyLad. Come at me, bro.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.